I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A handful of Christians could face charges following a recent attack in Egypt. On November 25th, a large Muslim mob attacked believers' homes. Police just referred 20 Muslims and 15 Christians to the prosecutor, but no one knows yet if they'll be charged. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman.
Historically, always these situations are resolved by what is called a reconciliation meeting, where Christian leaders and the Muslim leaders of the village come together, and normally the Christians would accept that they did something that upset the Muslims and apologize. They may be charged a fine. The Muslims would not face any negative consequence. That has reinforced the ideas that Muslims can do these kind of attacks with impunity.
And between the coronavirus and then major flooding in July, Wuhan, China has been overwhelmed. Bibles for China is sending copies of God's Word into Wuhan to provide spiritual hope and healing. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says, "It's the latest in a series of Bible distributions. They're amazed at that, despite all the setbacks of 2020.
Everything that we planned to do was done, some of it a little slower than we thought. And I think that's a testament to the faithfulness of God.
As Christians in Wuhan give out these Bibles, please pray for protection and a movement of the Holy Spirit.
Our partners there have said, we know the risks. We're willing to take that risk so that ministry can move forward. And so just continued prayer for those people who are on the front lines.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.